The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Josh Blake of KNEI Radio in Waukon and Paige Godden of the Indianola Record Herald. The first question will come from KNEI's Josh.
Hey, greetings, Senator.
Yeah, and thanks to both of you for participating. We appreciate it very much.
You bet. We appreciate you giving us the chance to ask questions as well. First off, your role in something I just heard about, read about, cutting off benefits for Nazi war criminals. What can you tell us about that?
Well, presumably there's nothing in a Social Security law that prevents that from happening. Now, the House of Representatives has just passed a bill that would prevent payments to people like that. Obviously, there probably aren't too many of them alive yet, drawn Social Security. But my involvement with Senator Hatch is to get the information of how much of that's going on, what the Social Security knows about it, and to get the information to get the money stopped going to the people that were involved in war crimes.
Thank you, Senator, for doing this. My question for you is, we've seen a number of presidential candidates, possible presidential candidates, come through Iowa already. Do you have any guesses on who we'll be seeing more of, and what do you think about Steve King being dubbed the Kingmaker?
Well, I think that what his role is, quite frankly, is not to be a Kingmaker for who's going to be the nominee, but I understand his involvement in the state of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina is two things. One, to make sure that Iowa stays first in the nation, and that Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina carry a great deal of the effort that's going to determine who is the next Republican candidate for president. And obviously, I agree that Iowa ought to continue its first in the nation role. And I also agree for New Hampshire to be second because they have a primary. We have a caucus. So you get two different approaches. I also agree with any effort on the part of Republicans that if it's possible to get a nominee pretty well down the road of being the nominee after three states, that we ought to do it because we played around 2 years ago so much that and had so many candidates over such a long period of time and so many debates that quite frankly we were late choosing a nominee, and when we choose a nominee he was badly damaged because of fighting among Republicans, and I see Congressman King trying to preempt that, and I applaud him for trying to do that.
Well, the House apparently voted or is going to vote on a bill to counter Obama's executive order on immigration. What can you tell us on that?
Well, I believe that the president acted illegally, not within the spirit of the Constitution, and that he was infringing upon the constitutional powers of the legislative branch of government, and he shouldn't have done it. And that we have a responsibility through our constitutional role of oversight to make sure that the laws are faithfully executed. And in this particular case, they weren't faithfully executed, to make sure that we do everything we can to stop him. And so I applaud the House of Representatives with what they're trying to do. And it could be a rider on an appropriation bill. It could be a new immigration bill. And it could be going to court. And I think we have to try all. But immediately, the approach is to only have short funding for the Department of Homeland Security that administers our immigration laws. So when the Republicans take over the United States Senate, as well as already having the House, we can pass legislation restricting money in Department of Homeland Security to override the president's actions. And I'm going to support that effort.
Yeah, I know you recently voted for the Keystone Pipeline, which was ultimately sort of shot down. But what did Iowans miss out on that being rejected?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me bring you up to date, and you've said everything correctly, but bring you up to date that we will it'd be one of the first bills up in the new Congress. And we had this vote that you're referring to came one vote short of the 60. So we had 45 Republicans, 14 Democrats. We'll have 54 Republicans, and I imagine all of them will vote for it. So we're going to have way past 60 that it takes to get the bill to finality. So we will pass a bill early 2015. The impact on Iowa probably is mostly safety of transportation. Oil in a pipeline is going to be more safely transported than oil going through Iowa on rails. Now, I don't know that we've had any particular accidents in Iowa, but there's been accidents in several states, at least two or three states, and in Canada, that have been very devastating to life in one instance and to the environment in another instance. So we're going to have safer transportation in Iowa when the oil can go through a pipeline than it can go through on rail. Also, the extent to which we are able to build the XL pipeline, Keystone pipeline, and get oil from Canada. It's better to get oil from Canada than it is from, let's say, the Mideast, as an example.
Maybe give me an update on your thoughts of, it seems like there's a lot of word on from different groups or what have on lawsuits against the president.
Well, at this point, there's been about 12 successful lawsuits against the president already. And one of those even found the Supreme Court 9-0 saying the president acted unconstitutionally. So that means even the two people he appointed to the Supreme Court realizes he overstepped his bounds. Now, I think what you're probably referring to is the House of Representatives in a more general way taking action to protect the constitutional role of the legislative branch, the extent to which the president overstepped that role, and to get the Supreme Court to draw a very solid line between what's executive and what's legislative. And the attempt will be to show that the president has usurped powers that are in the Article 1 of the Constitution for the Congress. And I hope that the courts will take those cases because there's some question that will the House of Representatives have standing, whereas it's pretty clear an individual congressman doesn't, but when the whole House of Representatives decides to move ahead, they ought to be able to get their case heard. And it's very necessary they do it, and I'm proud that they're doing it.
Your farewell to Tom Harkin made some headlines recently, but have you had much of a chance to talk with Joni Ernst yet?
More before the election than since the election.
Okay.
Three or four phone calls since the election where she was asking my advice on something, and then a call that I gave her saying that any way I can help her through answering questions, giving advice, or I even offered, and she took me up on my offer, to have her staff work in my conference room until she gets her own office space. And that's kind of been our conversation since the election. Now, I have run into her face-to-face three or four times that she's been here in Washington, D.C., but it's just been so casual and social because of receptions and environments like that I haven't had any long face-to-face conversation, but I've had good telephone conversations with her, and I think she's going to make a very good senator.
Thank you, Josh and Paige, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.